Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Yeah, such a vibrant thing. Vibrant thing, a vibrant thing. Back on the fan. So before we get to some NFL football and back to your calls, Wildcard Weekend. Last night, I'm at SNY, right? Now, you know me with the college hoops. I'm not really into it just yet.
Mm-hmm.
But there, after baseball night in New York, there was the UConn women's pregame show. They had UConn women's basketball on there. I'm not big into it, but I was paying attention to it because of the show. UConn women played Xavier last night. Xavier lost 44 straight going into the game. 44 straight Big East games.
Oof.
Take a guess. And Paige Beckers was out.
She's hurt.
She was hurt. She's their best player. Take a guess what you think the point spread was in that game.
Ooh. All right. Now, I know UConn's not quite what they were.
Right.
I mean, they're still amazing.
Right, of course.
So let's see. 44 straight conference games?
44 straight games in the Big East Xavier loss going into last night.
Was the game up in stores or out in Cincinnati, Ohio?
I don't know that. It was in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Okay, so it's on the road. Not that that matters. Not much of an ambiance there. 43 and a half?
Dude, 49 and a half points.
Did they cover?
So now, like, what would you have done?
If you're betting Big East women's basketball, you might have a problem.
I didn't bet it, but in principle, like, I don't know. I'm not an expert with college basketball, but I do know that points are... It's not like the NBA where you're scoring 130 each team a night.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait a second.
So Xavier would have to score like 25 or 30 points.
Well, right. So, like, I'm thinking 50 points. How would you not take 50? Now, I didn't bet it, but I would have been on the side of taking the points.
You would have taken Cincy. 100%. You know, if I had to bet, actually, you know what? I probably would have taken UConn.
49 and a half points. The final, 81-27.
Jeez, good.
They scored 27 points.
Ugh.
This is a Big East game. That should be illegal. The difference was 54, so obviously they covered. But and they hit. By the way, I think Xavier hit the first three of the game and then the last three of the game.
Wow!
So think about that. But they scored 27 points, PT, in a full college basketball game.
I don't know how does anybody lose 44 straight games in a conference. I could see if you're in some incredibly obscure conference and you have no budget and you just never get your program off the ground. I mean, Xavier men's team, I know they're down this year, has been terrific for 40 years, going back to Pete Gillen. And they pumped out a lot of pros. They've got some money. The Cintas Center is amazing. How is the women's team 44? Not 44 games against UConn. 44 games against everybody in the conference.
44 straight Big East games.
Disgraceful.
And it is disgraceful. Jeez. That's the point. Like, I wouldn't
just
even bring it up.
Plug. Don't waste time having a team, dude.
Yeah. What are we doing here? That's what I'm saying.
I start betting against Xavier's. Well, I guess
they're going. Yeah, right. I mean, that is non-competitive. 81-27.
Yeah.
This is not some high school game or some intramural game. This is Big East women's basketball.
The one thing, I guess, is really a betting thing. I wonder if Costas looks at this. I could ask him tomorrow.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, obviously, in the pros, everybody's incredibly capable. You could take the worst NBA team. They could beat whomever. Like, the Pelicans have 7 wins. Could they clip the Thunder if something goes wacky? Sure. The Cavaliers, right, who beat the Thunder last night. Sure. You know, and even in men's basketball, there's a disparity, but it's not quite as great. I feel like in women's basketball, a bad team really doesn't have much of a chance for an upset against a good team.
I mean,
I just feel I can't prove that. Maybe I'm all wildly off with that, but that's ridiculous.
50 point spread, and they can't even cover that. My Yikes. Goodness. Hey, I mean, Colt could light it up more than Big East. I mean, say, come on.
That's crazy.
27
dude.
Points.
Wow.
All right, let's talk about Wild Card Weekend. The road to New Orleans on the Fan is sponsored by Bet365. We mentioned a little bit yesterday. We'll dive into all the games tomorrow, BT, as we give some picks. And by the way, I still haven't heard from Boomer and Gio or Evan and Tiki. I want to have that picks contest. me and you, we get to team up for a change with Hoff, our team versus their teams. Evan, Tiki, Marash, Lugie, whoever does the picks for them, Recco, Geo, Boomer, whoever does the picks for them, put something on the line. We got to work on that ahead of tomorrow.
Everybody's ducking the smoke, I feel.
Yeah, and they don't want this smoke. That's right, BT. They don't want this smoke as we do these picks here. I think it's one of the best weekends of the year. I can't wait for this. Starting with Saturday, you got the Chargers and the Texans, of course, Saturday afternoon. The more I think about the Saturday night game, and you said that one's the Amazon Prime game.
That's the Prime game, 8 p.m. So Steelers-Ravens.
Every other game is then going to be on regular TV, I guess?
Let's see. CBS, Paramount, Fox, NBC, Peacock, ESPN, yeah.
What's the Peacock game?
Oh, well, it's also NBC.
Okay.
Commanders, so, Bucks.
Okay, so you could also get that on
it
NBC.
It says NBC/Peacock, unless they put that wrong.
Well, either way, we got to figure that out. Now check your local listings and streaming devices. But the more I think about that Saturday night game, the more I'm getting sucked into believing the Steelers are going to cover that spread.
Oh, the more I think the Ravens are going to whack them. Steelers are done.
Yeah.
They've lost four straight. They're inept on offense. They're talking about benching Russell Wilson. I think they're finished.
So do you think the Ravens, let's say the Ravens do have a convincing win here.
Yep. Not at half points, by the way.
Okay. Spread. Do you think that this could be the year where the Ravens maybe get it turned around? And if they have a big performance against a division rival that is generally a close game, if they blow them out and have that offense churning against Pittsburgh, you think that gives people maybe confidence in the AFC that the Ravens can be the last team standing?
I think a lot of people got to have that confidence now. Because
I think it's more Chiefs or Bills, my personally.
Well, yeah, I mean, maybe. But think about the one seed, like the Chiefs are the one seed. I mean, think of now, they basically never lost. But right. How many games week after week that the Broncos could have beaten them when that field goal was blocked? I mean, we could give you myriad examples where the Chiefs were hanging by a thread. And to their credit, they won the game. I say that because I don't think there's this overwhelming amount of confidence for the Chiefs given the vulnerability they've shown for months here, even though they won. So I think that, unlike previous years, the bandwagon of Chief fans, I don't mean real Chief fans, but those who think the Chiefs can win, that is far emptier than it's ever been. I think there's a lot of people who don't have a dog in the fight who are emotionally saying, yeah, I'd love to see the Bills crack through. Josh Allen, I like him. Hell, you know, the Bills-Lions will be a fun matchup. Two fan bases will never win. I think that's fueled by belief, because I think most people believe the Bills are good. But I also think a lot of people would like to see that story come to fruition for a blue-collar, great fan base. I think it's probably more split than it's been in a while. And then I look at the Ravens, and I just look at the national feel. I still think that there's a lot of people who don't trust Lamar at a big spot.
Yeah.
And until he cracks through, they won't give him the benefit.
And that's kind of my point. And maybe I'll sit it out and just see. And I think the Ravens are going to win the game, no doubt. But I'm saying that's a lot of points in that particular matchup. But even so, let's say the Ravens win. Maybe Lamar takes a little bit of a deep breath here and then can build off the confidence of winning that game and then going into it would be Buffalo, right? If the Chargers...
Chargers beat the Texans.
Because the Ravens are the higher seed, right? Ravens are the three?
Would be Buffalo, I believe, in divisional.
So
I think you're right.
Buffalo is two, Ravens are three. So then either way, the winner, assuming that Pittsburgh didn't upset or Denver didn't upset, if the Bills win and the Ravens win, I think that's the matchup.
Sounds right.
In the divisional round. And you'd have the Chargers or Texans. I'm going to pick the Chargers probably.
Me too.
See, the path for me for the Ravens or Bills would be Chargers beat the Texans, Chargers beat the Chiefs. Then Ravens, Bills, winner
of that
game. Me too.
I could see that.
As a matter of fact, I might pick that in that tournament style bracket on the AFC side.
Yeah.
Chargers over Texans, Chargers over Chiefs, Ravens over Steelers, and then Ravens, Bills. I mean, that's going to be the tough game.
That'll be amazing. You know, the Chargers, Texans, that's going to get us going here. Low scoring game. You know, you're going to get a lot of running from the Chargers. You're going to get good defense from the Chargers. I feel like that's a 2017 kind of a game.
You think if the Texans win that game that they can beat the Chiefs?
Geez. No.
Me neither.
No.
So everything changes maybe based on that game. Because if the Texans play the Chiefs, I don't think they're beating the Chiefs, which would mean the Chiefs are going to be in the AFC Championship game again, which means Lamar or Josh Allen are going to have to beat the Chiefs.
At Arrowhead.
Which means you would think way less likely. fascinating there. And for me, the NFC. Yeah, I'm looking forward. I love wild card week.
I told you, but I like it better in divisional.
Yeah, I like
it. I do.
I mean, divisional, you get the better teams.
Most people are with you. I just love, you know, game.
Well, there's the extra game Monday, and I'm with you. And then what about as far as the NFC bracket goes? I mean, it's hard to see, at least in my mind, if Green Bay were playing either Washington or Tampa or even the other two teams.
Yes.
Like, I feel like the two
the best matchup for them.
And if I had to rank the top three, I'd go Detroit, Philadelphia, and Green Bay, probably.
Yep.
And you're getting two of those teams obviously facing off on Sunday.
Although I think you might be sleeping on the Rams. Remember, they didn't play a lot of players last game. I mean, they're very well coached. I mean, they're playing a game that they're at home.
Well, how about the idea it might be in Arizona?
Oh, that's right.
Right now, it is in Los Angeles, which is just...
California's burning to the ground, man. It is so sad.
It's unimaginable what's happening.
Throw that around.
No.
It's burning to the ground.
It's horrific.
There's no water in the hydrants.
They've got to figure out a way to slow.
It's too late for so many people. Everything's burned.
It
could always get worse, God forbid. So I don't want to say it's never too late for to stop the spread.
The communities, the houses, all those things are gone. Hopefully the lives are being saved, whether it's pets, whether it's humans, of course. But I don't know how you even
begin to rebuild. I don't know. And then I know a lot of the insurances have been taken away or were taken away a couple of years ago. I don't know, but I just know that it's awful. And I know that it seems to be the perfect mix of winds the proper direction and strength of winds. It is crazy. It's right near the Pacific.
It's got to stop.
Yeah. I don't know how it stops.
Now, so to the point back to the game, the point of the Rams might not even be at home. They may have to move. And then they have all this stuff weighing on their heads.
That's true.
With what's going on with potentially family, the neighborhood, playing for the city.
Oh, God, yeah. That's true.
You could think two ways. I heard Boomer Geo talking about how in New Orleans, remember after Katrina?
Oh, yeah.
They came in and beat up on the Falcons on that Monday Night Football. It was Mike Vick and the Falcons, as a matter of fact. So it could energize a team, try to uplift the fan base, or all that stuff, real life stuff weighing on you where your mind is just not on the game and you could be playing at a neutral location.
I don't want to use the word distraction. Yeah. Obviously, it just completely nullifies what's going on there, what really matters. But like if you're on the Rams right now, it doesn't mean that all your family is in the hills because that's right. Big money. And maybe some of the players are, but the constant texts, like anything that keeps you less focused on the game plan. I mean, again, I hate to trivialize it by bringing it back to football, but we're a sports show. They very well might be distracted. Right. It could go one of two ways. They're like, let's suck it up for 3 hours and let's do this for our state and our area, which is very common. Or they're just mentally shot and fried and they got no focus and they just don't have it.
Overall, would you agree? We came up with a way in the AFC to have multiple variations of if Chargers win, maybe you could have the Chiefs out of the championship game and make a case for the Ravens and Bills. In the NFC, is there a way that you see anybody other than the Lions and Eagles in the championship game?
Yeah, Tua's coming. Not Tua. Jalen Hurts is coming back. He hasn't played since December. Was that the 26th? Whatever the date is, he's back in practice. He's going to play. I mean, God forbid, if he gets another quick concussion. I mean, you could say this about any good team if the quarterback gets hurt, clearly. No. But because he's coming off the concussion, that would derail him pretty quick. They're not winning without him.
Okay,
I know he's not perfect, but they're not winning without him.
Assuming he stays healthy.
It just feels, the Lions defense, I know they were great last time out. That's one of the reasons I love Aaron Glenn here. I mean, they've got so many guys on IR. I've talked about this. I don't know how long this could last.
Yeah.
Now, they bottled up Sam Darnold and the Vikings with some patchwork backups there and a good scheme. But the more you play against good teams, I would love to see Detroit get to the Super Bowl. Detroit's like us.
Yeah.
They just don't win from the Jets' perspective.
I'd love to see it. I don't know if they're going to be able to beat the Eagles, but I can't see, at least right now, anybody knocking off either of those two before that matchup would happen championship weekend. All right, the road to New Orleans on the Fan, sponsored by Bet365. Whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. We'll finish up on the phones with your calls, whatever it is you want to discuss on this Thursday, 888-808-1019, BT and Sal on the Fan.